cheese, please, yes, cheese, please, you're so fine.
You wanna listen all the time. Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil spin their hits. It's all cheesy music, they love it to bits. Well, Snarf, Dude is the man in the band. Finding cheesy music is his only plan. Daffodil is sugar, but she's also spice. She might be saucy, but she can be pretty nice. All the cheesy music, they can scrounge. You'll hear the favorites in the Limburger Lounge. Playing all that is wacky, warped, and weird. Googling cheesy music is not to be feared. Celebrity slip-ups, polka, and more. There's even the stuff on the cutting room floor. There's weird instrumentals, people singing flat. So you know why we wanna play that. Tornado on the radio, it flies by quick. All this cheesy music is kinda sick.
Cheese Please in Color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome to another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I guess that means I must be Daffodil.
Well, you can't be Snarf Dude because I'm Snarf this week, Daffy. I could be Daffy next week and you can be Snarf.
I would never choose to be Snarf.
Why?
Because I'm happy being Daffy.
I was expecting a lot worse than that, so I can live with that. And on the show this week, wow, I remember this when I was growing up. There's no more Saturday morning cartoons on TV. But back when there was, back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, they had something called Schoolhouse Rock, where they actually taught you important things in the world of cartoons. By the way,
and
of
music.
Cartoons. And music, yes. So we're going to look at that. We're talking about grammar. Wow. Normally in the school, grammar sort of sucks.
It's boring.
Yeah.
But Schoolhouse Rock made it exciting and fun.
Well, today I know that a noun is a person, place, or thing. Because of Schoolhouse Rock.
Okay.
There we go. I memorized that when I watched it when I was a kid. So Schoolhouse Rock was very important in the growing up of little Snarf Dude.
Okay.
Makes sense?
Yes.
And on the Why Would You Want to Play That? The Handman is back. We came to an agreement, shall we say.
A meeting of the minds.
Yeah. He gets a little crazy on the air guitar and gets into the hard rock stuff, but now he's released acoustic versions of his songs.
Which we can play much easier.
Yes, a little hard on my head initially, but now, yeah, I can deal with that. That's cool. But we're going to deal with Al Hertz starting off the show this week. Some instrumentals. Bugman coming up shortly.
The insect repellent?
Thank you. I was thinking that big...
fly sweater?
Thank you. Okay. Shortly, but we're starting off with Cotton Candy. Al Hurt on...
Cheese Please!
Thank you. music so wrong? It's actually right. For what? You're gonna have to figure that out.
Al Hurt and Big Man.
Yes, no bug spray required.
No, I was just thinking about a guy I saw. I was driving around in the van and I saw something, you know, it said Bug Man on it. I think it was an exterminator. So it stuck when I thought it was Big Man. It's Bug Man.
No, it's Big Man, not Bug Man.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm still mesmerized. And before that, we had Cotton Candy. I didn't know you could actually make it musical. There we go. My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you're listening to Cheese Please, and we're going to talk about Schoolhouse Rock.
Schoolhouse Rock I grew up with. Not much else I could say, but, you know, boring subjects in 3 minutes or less, and they made it fun.
Yeah, the first season was about math.
Oh, okay.
With Multiplication Rock.
Right. But I found a CD called Grammar Rock on it.
I know, that's the second season, which actually ran for 2 years, which is kind of weird.
Oh, okay. So we're playing stuff from Grammar Rock, and they're pretty much self-explanatory. Grammar lessons in under 3 minutes.
Yeah, and Jack Sheldon actually came in during the second season.
Ah, yes, and he was moonlighting on the Merv Griffin Show as the musical director of the band.
Well, he wasn't moonlighting. That was his job. He was moonlighting doing this.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense. We're going to play two sets. Shortly, you'll hear Jack Sheldon doing Conjunction Junction. But we're starting off Lynn Ahrens and A Noun is a Person, Place, or Thing, right here on
Cheese Please.
Well, every person you can know, and every place that you can go, and anything that you can show, you know they're nouns. A noun's a special kind of word. It's an ever heard, I find it quite interesting. A noun's a person, place, or thing. Oh, I took a train to another state. The flora and the fauna that I saw were really great. But when I saw some bandits chasing the train, I was wishing I was back home again. I took a train to another state. Well, every person you can know, like a bandit or an engineer, and every place that you can go, like a state or a home, and anything that you can show, like animals and plants or a train, you know their nouns, you know their nouns. Oh, Mrs. Jones is a lady on Hudson Street. She sent her dog to bark at my brother and me. Gave her dog a big fat bone, and now he barks at Mrs. Jones. She's a lady who lives on Hudson Street. Well, every person you can know, Mrs. Jones.
friends, a lady or a brother.
And every place that you can go.
Like a street or a corner.
And anything that you can show.
Like a dog or a bone.
You know their nouns. You know their nouns, oh.
I took a ferry to the Statue of Liberty. My best friend was waiting there for me. He took an early ferry.
We went for a walk on the island, you know. And in the middle of summer it started to snow.
And I took a ferry to the Statue of Liberty.
Well, every person you can know.
Like a friend or the captain of a ship.
And every place that you can go.
An island or a sea.
And anything that you can show.
Like a statue, a ferry, or snow.
You know their nouns. You know their nouns.
I put a dime in the drugstore record machine.
And the monkeys, it goes like this.
I put a dime in the drugstore record machine.
Well, every person you can know.
The Beatles and the monkeys, Chubby Checker.
And every place that you can go.
Like a neighborhood or a store.
And anything that you can show.
Like a dime or a record machine.
You know their nouns. A noun's a special kind of word. It's any name you ever heard. I find it quite interesting. A noun's a person, place, or thing. A noun is a person, place, or thing.
What is that thing?
Whoa, what is that?
Cheese.
And phrases and clauses.
Conjunction, junction, how's that function?
I got three favorite cars that get most of my job done.
Conjunction, junction, what's their function?
I got and, button, or, they'll get you pretty far. And, that's an additive, like this and that. But, that's sort of the opposite, not this, but that. And then there's or, O-R. When you have a choice like this or that, and button or get you pretty far.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up two boxcars and making them run right. Milk and honey, bread and butter, peas and rice.
Hey, that's nice.
Dirty but happy, digging and scratching, losing your shoe and a button or two. He's poor but honest, sad but true. Boo-hoo!
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up two cars to one when you say something like this. Choice, either now or later, or no choice. Neither now nor ever.
Hey, that's clever.
Eat this or that, grow thin or fat. Never mind, I wouldn't do that, I'm fat enough now.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up phrases and clauses that balance like out of the frying pan and into the fire. He cut loose the sandbags, but the balloon wouldn't go any higher. Let's go up to the mountains or down to the seas. You should always say thank you or at least say please.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses in complex sentences like in the mornings when I'm usually wide awake, I love to take a walk through the gardens and down by the lake, where I often see a duck and a drake. And I wonder as I walk by just what they'd say if they could speak. Although I know that's an absurd thought.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up cars and making them function.
Conjunction, junction, how's that function?
I like tying up words and phrases and clauses.
Conjunction, junction, watch that function.
I'm gonna get you there if you're very careful.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
I'm going to get you there if you're very careful.
Conjunction, junction.
Keith, please, with Jack Sheldon and Conjunction Junction. And before that, noun is a person, place, or thing with Len Ahrens. It's part of Grammar Rock and Schoolhouse Rock's Saturday morning TV in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And we're going to play two more. Lally, lally, lally. I just like saying that. Get Your Adverbs Here by Bob Duro. And starting off again, Jack Sheldon, Rufus Xavier Zasparilla. On
Cheese Please.
Now I have a friend named Rufus Xavier Zasparilla. And I could say that Rufus found a kangaroo that followed Rufus home, and now that kangaroo belongs to Rufus Xavier Zasparilla. Whew, I could say that, but I don't have to, cause I got pronouns I can say. He found a kangaroo that followed him home, and now it is his. You see, he, him, and his are pronouns replacing the noun. Rufus Xavier Zasparilla, a very proper noun, and it is a pronoun replacing the noun. Kangaroo, how common. Has a sister named Rafaela Gabriella Zasparilla. If she found a kangaroo, I'd say to you, she found a kangaroo that followed her home, and now it is hers. But I can't say that, cause she found an aardvark that fell in love with her, and they're so happy. And my name's Albert Andreas Amadilla, no relation to the Zasparillas, because of pronouns I can say. I wish she would find a rhinoceros for me, and we'd be happy. You see, a pronoun was made to take the place of a noun, cause saying all those nouns over and over can really wear you down. Tell you Rafaela, Gabriella, and Rufus Xavier Zasparilla, and Albert Andreas Amadilla found an aardvark, a kangaroo, and a rhinoceros. And now that aardvark and that kangaroo and that rhinoceros belong respectively to Rafaela, Gabriella, Zasparilla, and Rufus Xavier Zasparilla, and Albert Andreas Amadilla. Because of pronouns I can say in this way, we found them and they found us, and now they are ours, and we're so happy. Thank you, pronouns. See, a pronoun was made to take the place of a noun, cause saying all those nouns over and over can really wear you down. Sometimes when we take them all on the bus, people really raise a fuss. They start shouting out a lot of pronouns at us, like, who brought that rhinoceros on this bus, and what made that horrible noise, and which one of them's getting off first? Who, what, and which are special pronouns that can ask a question in a sense where you do not know the name of the noun. But I know I have mine and she has hers, and he has his, you have yours. They love us and we love them. What's ours is theirs, that's how it is with friends and pronouns. You are really friends, yeah. Cause saying all those nouns over and over can really wear you down.
Cheese, please. The staple on your musical snack tray.
Cheese.
Ready, Pop?
Yep.
Ready, son?
Uh-huh.
Let's go.
Let's go.
One, two.
Lolly, 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 get your adverbs here. Lolly, 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 got some adverbs here. Come on down to Lolly's, get the adverbs here. You're going to need if you write or read or even think about it. Lolly, 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 get your adverbs here. Got a lot of lolly, jolly adverbs here. Anything you need and we can make it absolutely clear. Is a word.
That's all it is, and there's a lot of them.
That modifies a verb.
Sometimes a verb, sometimes
it modifies an adjective, or else another adverb. And so you see, that is positively very, very necessary. Lolly, 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 get your adverbs here. Father, son, and lolly selling adverbs here. Got a lot of adverbs, and we make it clear. So come to Lolly.
Hello, folks. This is Lolly Sr. saying we have every adverb in the book, so come on down and look.
Hello, folks. Lolly Jr. here. Suppose your house needs painting. How are you going to paint it? That's where the adverb comes in. We can also give you a special intensifier so you can paint it very neatly or rather sloppily.
Ah!
Hi. Suppose you're going nut gathering. Your buddy wants to know where and when. Use an adverb and tell him.
Get your adverb. Use it with an adjective. It says much more. Anything described can be described some more. Anything you'd ever need is in the store. And so you choose very carefully every word you use. Use it with a verb. It tells us how you did.
where it happened, where you're going, where you've been. Use it with another adverb as the end, and even more. How, where, or when, condition or reason, these questions are answered when you use an adverb.
Come and get it,
lolly, 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 get your adverbs here. Quickly, 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 get those adverbs here. Slowly, surely, really learn your adverbs here. You're going to need them if you read them, if you write or talk or think about them, lolly.
If it's an adverb, we have it at Lolly's. Bring along your old adjectives, too, like slow, soft, and sure. We'll fit them out with our L-Y attachment and make perfectly good adverbs out of them.
Get your adverbs here.
Lots of good tricks at Lolly's, so come on down.
Lolly, lolly, lolly.
Adverbs deal with manner, place, time.
Lolly, lolly, lolly.
Condition, reason.
Father, son, and lolly.
Comparison, contrast.
Lolly, lolly, lolly.
Enrich your language with adverbs.
Lolly, lolly, lolly.
Besides, they're absolutely free.
Lolly, lolly, lolly.
At your service.
Indubitably.
Cheese Please with Bob Duro and Lolly Lolly Lolly. That's so catchy.
I know, and that indubitably
yes.
has been in my head since I was a little daffodil.
And get your adverbs here, talking about adverbs. Now we know what adverbs are.
Yes.
All those descriptor words.
Yes, they modify.
Ah, gotcha. And before that, Jack Sheldon had Rufus Xavier
Rufus Xavier Sarsaparilla.
Yes, exactly. Because I got my tongue tied there. Okay. That was one of your favorites, though, if I remember
yes.
right.
Yes. Sarsaparilla is the flavor of root beer.
Ah, of course. And you had one fascinating fact about...
Well, it's just how this all happened.
Okay.
David McCall, he was an advertising executive.
Gotcha.
Noticed his young son couldn't learn his multiplication tables, but he could memorize the lyrics to every Rolling Stone song. So he thought, if we could put math to music, maybe the kid would remember.
So Mick interpreted math into music.
Yes.
Sort of. Mick was involved in the math and music, sort of.
Well, Bob Duro.
Yes.
Actually was hired by McCall to write the songs.
Okay.
And the first one was Three is a Magic Number.
Okay. Wouldn't that be funny, though?
Hire the Rolling Stones to do Schoolhouse Rock.
Exactly. And then Michael Eisner at ABC is the one who said, let's do this.
Ah, yes.
All right, enough about this. We have to move on.
But who are we?
Oh, we're Cheese Please. Your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird, and Snarf Dude and Daffodil, and do this.
And now for something completely different. It's Cheese Please's music we can't do anything else with. It's the Cheese Please.
Why would you want to play that?
I gotta say now thinking about that, I'm thinking about Honky Tonk Adverbs being a great song.
Wouldn't it be a great song? But I like Lolly Lolly Lolly, so I'm okay with that.
But we're thinking about the Handman now, and he's going solo. I even know he was in a band, to be honest.
No.
I had no clue.
But we like him.
Yes, he's interesting. And here's I'm Going Solo on...
Cheese Please.
I'm going solo. I'm going solo. You can do it your way, I'll do it mine. No drunk singers, no late drummers. I'm going solo, I'm going solo. No amps louder than me, more money for me, baby. I'd take a robot over you any day. Writing new songs, playing old songs. I do what I please, when I please. If you don't like it, come and get it. A drum machine is much more neat. No more drama, no artistic fights. This time I do it all on my own. I'm going solo, I'm going solo. You can do it your way, I'll do it mine. No drunk singers, no lay drummers. I'm going solo, I'm going solo. No amps louder than me, more money for me, baby. I'd take a robot over you any day. If it fails, it's all on me. Nobody's fault but my own. You can call it petty, I'm getting ready to rock this song on my own. No more egos, no more artistic fights. This time I do it all on my own. I'm going solo, I'm going solo. You can do it your way, I'll do it mine. No drunk singers, no lay drummers. I'm going solo, I'm going solo. No amps louder than me, or money for me, baby. I'd take a robot over you any day.
Jeez, please. With the, oh, you weren't finished there.
He sorry. Had one more.
The Head Man, I'm Going Solo. I personally think that's like a divorce song there.
No. It's a musical song.
I don't know. I think he's going through a hard divorce and had to get it out in a song with that one.
I'm pretty sure that's not true.
I'm speculating. I'm the first one to admit it, but that's got that feeling, you know? He'd go for a robot over you, baby. It just screams of that.
But that's you, just mean.
But you wouldn't know because you weren't listening. I saw
Don't
you,
tell people that.
I saw you put those earplugs in.
Don't tell people that. They'll think I'm awful. It's not that I don't love James the Handman. It's just I have a headache.
If I say much more, I think I'm going solo.
Yes, that is true.
My name is Snarfdude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you have been listening to your weekly tornado on the radio.
And it's time for this. There we go. Okay. The piece of paper is coming up. You can hear the paper here. Sort of. It's hard to get out of that tube. We're ending off the show this week with Lewis and Clark and My CB on the Air. Before cell phones, there was CB.
Which is fun.
Yeah. Until next week, folks.
Have fun and stay cheesy.
On to the next small town. Got my guitar, my singing, my CB radio. Things out here are going down. The Smokies round the bend, but I don't care, 'cause Leadfoot warned me with a shout. I had a flat tire today that I couldn't change, but the Colorado cowboy helped me out. I've been everywhere the highways go, singing to the people out there. But I always know I'm saving our friends with my CB on the air. It used to be that driving alone would make me sort of lonesome and scared. But now that I got my CB radio, find a lot of new friends who care. I've been everywhere the highways go, singing to the people out there. But I always know I'm saving our friends with my CB.
That's a 10-4 sweet potato. This is the Colorado cowboy and his bet bug holler. What's your location?
Hey, good buddy. You're talking to one seat cover on I-80. Empty side of Omaha. Got a singing gig in Des Moines, Iowa.
Sweet potato, I'm coming up close behind you. Can I pour a cup of that 30 weight on you?
Negatory, Colorado cowboy. I need a 10-100 real bad. Bet you on my donkey.
That's a 10-4 on the donkey, good buddy.
Well, Colorado cowboy, you better back off my bumper.
Ain't that good, buddy? Good buddy. I've been everywhere the highways go, singing to the people out there. But I always know I'm saving our friends with my CB on the air. With my CB right there. With my CB on the air.
Cheese, please. Your weekly sample of the wacky, the warped, and the weird was produced by Snarfdude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarfdude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.